Okay, so let's start from the way bottom of pay on the base, from the Gemara there. Like four lines in the bottom of the page. The Gemara says, Yibailu, Shemeris Yabam Shemesa Mi Kovra. Yershia Baal Kavrila, the Kayarse Ksuba. Odilma Yershia Av Kavrila, the Kayarse Nechasim HaNechnasim HaYotzimimah. So basically this woman, Shemeris Yabam, she has two sets of Yershim, right? So the question is, if she's a Shemer Shem, she's waiting to do Yibam, and they haven't yet done Yibam or Chalitza, and she passes away in the meantime, so who's going to have the financial responsibility to bury her? Right? Do we say it's the Yorshim of the original husband? Right? Because at the end of the day, they are Yorish her Ksuba. Presumably, we mean her dowry. Odilma Yorshia Av, or do we say no, the Yorshim of her father, right? Why? Because they get the Nechasim Hayotim, Nechasim Nechnasim Hayotim, right? They get the Nechasim Milug, etc., that had gone in and out of the marriage with her. So Amrav Amram Tashma Desanya Hashemeris Yavam Shemesa, the Bryce says that Yorshimeris Yavam, who passes away, Yorshia, Yorshik Subasa Hayavim Bikurasa, right? That her Yorshim, who are Yorish her Ksuba, right? Rashi says, Osen Yorshim she Yorshim Ksubasa Chayav Mikvurasa. Right? They're the ones who have to pay for her Kvura. Right. Fine. So that'd be what we call the Yorshe Habal. Right? Fine. So Amar Abaye, Afananami Tanina. We have a Mishnah which supports the same idea. Almana nizonis minichse yisomim, right? Umayisi adeya shalahen, right? That an almana, when her husband passes away, so she gets her mazon, her money, her you know, whatever she needs to take care of her, comes from the nechasim of the yisomim, like the husband's children. Umayisi adeya shalahen, and when she makes money, it goes to them because after all, they're paying for the rest of her, finances. Ve'in chayavim bikvurasa, and they don't have to pay for her kvura. But Yorshe Ksuba, Ksubasa Chayav Mikvurasa. But her Yorshim, who get her dowry, etc., so they are the ones who have to pay for her Kvura. Ve'ein Chayav Mikvurasa, and they don't have to pay the Kvura, but Yorshe Ksubasa Chayav Mikvurasa, right? But the ones, again, who get her Ksuba, they have to pay for the Kvura. Ve'ez Yomana Sheyesha Shnei Yorshim, and who would be such a person? Who has two sets of Yorshim? What person would that be? So Ave Omer is a Shomer Yavam. That's a Shomer Yavam. That's the scenario that we're talking about. That's the person who would have to do. Who have two sets of Yorshim, and then that's why we even have the question in the first place. And that's the halacha. Fine, but the bottom line is we have a Mishnah that seems to support our idea. Fine. So Amarava Velema Ach Ani Yorish Ishto Einani Kover. But can't the brother the Shomer Yavam, right? The Yavam, can't he say? Right, the Yorish of the brother, right? So can he say, "Ach ani Yorish ishto ein ani kover"? What do you mean? I am Yorish my brother, but I'm not Yorish his wife. Right? We didn't get married in the end, and she passed away. So why should I have to? Right? I can get his money. But there's no reason that I should have to go ahead and pay for the. Meaning, I could have married his wife. Right? I mean, I would be Yorish. I'm Yorish the wife, but I don't have to pay for the kvura. Rashi says here now. Look at Rashi. The last Rashi in the wide lines. Ach ani Yorish, like suba zu shani Yorish. Right, the dowry that I'm getting. Right, ein kan min nidunyas avia klum. It's not really from the father's dowry anymore. The ksuba I'm getting. Ella Masayim Vitosefes, Shekas of Lachi, meaning that when you say Ksuba now, so the Ksuba doesn't mean the dowry anymore, but it means the money that the husband that the original husband was going to pay, right? So he had set aside, you know, that money, meaning whatever was part of his estate, which was some of that was going to go to the wife as the Ksuba. So when he passes away and his brother gets his property, so he collects the ksuba, right? In that sense, he collects that money also. But he can say, "Ve'inani Yorish Osa El Achi," right? I wasn't Yorish her, right? I'm just Yorish my brother. I'm getting the money that he was going to have to pay her. If I don't get the wife, at that point she passed away, right? So why can't he say that? Fine. And by the way, if that's the truth, just to be clarifying, that means that Yorshek Suba, right? Chayav Mekvurasa really means the husband's brother, right? The people who are getting the people who are getting the property from her husband. She has two sets of Yorshim. It's the people who are collecting from her husband, basically, right? Her Ksuba, which came from her original husband, or her father's family, who's going to collect her Nixin Miluk, right? That's the difference here. So the point is that we said the person has to pay is the brother's family who's collecting, you know, the husband's family, the brother, who's collecting her Ksuba, what would have been her Ksuba money, because it's coming from the estate of the brother. So why can't he say, what do you mean? I'm just going to Yorish my brother, but not Yorish his wife. Fine. So Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says back, no, I'll tell you why. Mishum Dabayan Alav Mishnei Tzadin, right? Because he has two things coming at the same time. Im Achiv Yorish Yikbor Zishto. If you're going to collect the money, right, that was your brother's money, right? So then you have to, that money was supposed to go to pay for the bear of his wife. Im eno kover ishto, eating subasa. Fine. If you don't want to bury her, then fine. But then give up that money to the family, to her, whatever, to her family, to let them bury her. Right? If it's one or the other, right? Rashi says eating subasa sha kavura ba tachteha. Right? It's one or the other. Either you pay her ksuba when you pass away, or you pay for her kavura when she passes away. So Amalei. They said back, no, this is what I meant. Ach ani yoresh es ishto e ani kover. Right? We meant to say it was the father. No, I'm yoresh the brother. I'm going to get his estate. But I'm not going to, I don't have to bury the wife. Why? V'im yishum ksuba. And he said, oh, what do you mean? You get his ksuba. You get the money that would have been her ksuba, so you should have to pay for the kavura. Lo nina ksuba lagavos mechaim. What do you mean? The ksuba is not collected while someone's alive. It's only collected when they die. Right? And if I'm like the... Right, if I'm standing in the place of my brother at this point, I'm still alive. I don't have to pay the ksuba. The ksuba is only paid upon death. Right? Rashi says, "Legavos mechaim kol zman sha'aval chai v'ani b'makom ba'al omed shayisi mitzav b'lekonsa." I was going to marry her. Right? So I'm like the alive husband. Right? So you can't say that I have to pay the ksuba. I don't pay the ksuba. That's not true. I was alive. She passed away. There's no ksuba. And so I don't have to bury her because I would have had to pay the ksuba in theory. I would have, but I stayed alive. So I don't have to pay the ksuba. Fine. So says the Gemara, man shamas. So that's the response back to this idea of what do you mean? If you're gonna be yours, your brother, you have to pay for the ksuba of his wife. Why? A ksuba is something that we said before. The ksuba money is not sitting by itself on the table. Right? The ksuba money comes from the estate in general, right? So was it? It's not even like ready to be paid out. Okay. So Gemara says, "So man shamas lay the islay midrash ksuba." Right? Who says that there's such an idea of midrash ksuba? What does that mean? Rashi says, "Shedorish lashon haksuba, shekasuba lichash tinasi laacher titli mashekasuv lachi." Right? There's a language in the ksuba. There isn't in our ksuba, right? But there was a language in their ksuba apparently that says that when you marry somebody else, yeah, you will collect what I've written to you. Demina daikis, because from there you can be medayik, you'll learn out. Lo nitna ksuba lagawas mechaim. Meaning that language teaches you, right? She only gets it when she goes to marry somebody else, right? I mean, you get divorced, basically, right? The ha'ina yechol yinasil acher, right? So the language there is you're going to get the money when you go to marry somebody else. What does that mean? It only means when the marriage is over. Right, so how do you know that I can be, basically, the question is, how do I know you can be Darish, the language of the Ksuba? You must be being Medayik and saying, oh, that's the language of the Ksuba. That's how I know that you can't collect the Ksuba Mechayim. So how do you know that? So who is that? That's Beis Shammai. Okay, Beis Shammai is the one who holds such a thing. Okay, apparently Gemara Yevamos that Beis Shammai says this idea that we learn it from the language of the Ksuba. So Beis Shammai luhu Beis Shammai. The Amre Shtar HaOmer LeGavos KeGavoy Dami, and Beis Shammai is, but it's a kind of funny thing to say, right? You see that Aksuba is not meant to be collected Mechayim, right? While the husband's still alive, right? So it's it's still sitting in his estate, and it's not as if it's ready to be collected. However, Rabbi Shammai is one who holds that when the shtar is omed legabos, it's considered gegabo. It's considered as if it's already collected. Okay, it's not as if, because the Mishnah says mesu ba'alein ad shalosh shasu b'shamay omim not los ksuba v'lo shosos v'shila omim o shosos o lo not los ksuba. What are we talking about? In the case of a woman who is two women who were accused of adultery, and therefore they are waiting to, their husbands warned them not to be miyached, not to seclude themselves with certain men, and she did anyways, and so now she has to drink the sota water, right? And what happens before she drinks the sota water? He dies. Okay? So at that point, she's actually not allowed to drink the sota water. We'll come back to that in a second. But the point is, what happens, right, if their husbands die before they drink? So Beis Shammai says, no los ksuba. They can take she gets the ksuba when they're still married, right? And she doesn't drink the water. Beis Hillel says, o shosos, o lo no los ksubasa. Right? Or she doesn't collect the ksuba. And Gemara says, o shosa, behevi ha'ish, esa yishto al koin, amarachmana valeka. What do you mean? The husband has to bring the wife there. There's no husband there. How can you bring her there? She can't drink. So ela mitok shalo shosos, lo no los ksuba. Right? So Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai is the one who holds that she can collect her ksuba and she doesn't drink the water. And Beis Hillel says no, because she can't drink the water, she also can't be nailed to the ksuba. So you know we're gonna have to, well, maybe we'll have to pick this up tomorrow to explain what the difference is between these two cases or the two opinions, why each one holds what they hold and how that relates to this question of shtar omer legavos gavos. I mean, we'll continue that tomorrow.